He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, whereas such a personality as Srinivasa Acharya Gan, where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami, where is Sanatan, where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen, where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta, and where is Krishnadas Kaviraj, where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees, in whose association he performed the pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayat Nashta Prayesu Abhadresu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthike.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th Canto, Chapter 13, The Dynasty of Maharaj Nimi, Text 9.
Jasya Yogam Navanchanti Vyoga Bhayakataraha Bhajanti Charanam Bhojam Munayo Harimedhasa.
Word meaning Yasya with the body,
Yogam contact,
Na do not,
Banchanti
Gyanis desire. Biyoga bhayakataraha, being afraid of giving up the body again.
Bhajanti,
offer transcendental loving service.
Charanam bhojam,
to the lotus feet of the Lord.
Munayaha,
great saintly persons.
Harimedhasa,
whose intelligence is always observed in thoughts of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Maharaj Nimi continued, Mayavadis generally want freedom from accepting a material body because they fear having to give it up again. But devotees whose intelligence is always filled with the service of the Lord are unafraid. Indeed, they take advantage of the body to render transcendental loving service. Purport. Maharaj Nimi did not want to accept a material body, which would be a cause of bondage. Because he was a devotee, he wanted a body by which he could render devotional service to the Lord. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Singh, Janmao bimore iccha jaditora bhakta grihe jani janmaha umora kita janmaha yathatu adasa bahirmukha brahma janme nahi asa. This line is not here. Okay. My Lord, if you want me to take birth and accept a material body again, kindly do me this favor. Allow me to take birth in the home of your servant, your devotee. I do not mind being born there even as an insignificant creature like an insect. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitang va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani swari bhavatad bhakti rahetuki tvai. O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth, materialistic followers, a beautiful wife, or fruitive activities described in the flowery language. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service to you. Sikhyastakam, fourth verse. By saying life after life, janmani janmani, the Lord referred not to an ordinary birth, but a birth in which to remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Such a body is desirable. A devotee does not think like yogis and jnanis who want to refuse a material body and become one with the impersonal Brahman effulgence. A devotee does not like this idea. On the contrary, he will accept anybody, material or spiritual, for he wants to serve the Lord. This is the real liberation. If one has a strong desire to serve the Lord, even if he accepts a material body, there is no cause of anxiety, since a devotee, even in material body, is a liberated soul. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Iha jasya harirdasya karmana manasa agira nikhilesu api avasthasu jivan muktasa uchyate. A person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna, with his body, mind, intelligence and words, is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. The desire to serve the Lord establishes one as liberated in any condition of life, whether in a spiritual body or a material body. In a spiritual body, the devotee becomes a direct associate of the Lord. But even though a devotee may superficially appear to be in a material body, he is always liberated and is engaged in same duties as service of the Lord as a devotee in Vaikuntha Loka. There is no distinction. It is said, sadhur jivova morova, whether a devotee is alive or dead, his only concern is to serve the Lord. Tyaktva deham punarjanman iti mameti. When he gives up his body, he goes directly to become an associate of the Lord and serve him. Although he does the same thing even in a material body, in a material world. For a devotee, there is no pain, pleasure or material perfection. One may argue that at the time of death, a devotee also suffers because of giving up his material body. But in this connection, the example may be given that a cat carries a mouse in its mouth and also carries a kitten in its mouth. Both are mouse and the kitten are carried in the same mouth. But the perception of the mouse is different from that of the kitten. When a devotee giving up his body, tyaktva deham, he is ready to go back home, back to Godhead. Thus, his perception is certainly different from that of a person being taken away by Jamaraj for punishment. A person whose intelligence is always concentrated upon the service of the Lord is unafraid of accepting a material body. Whereas a non-devotee, having no engagement in the service of the Lord, is very much afraid of accepting a material body or giving up his present one. Therefore, we should follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mama janmani janmani swaray bhavatad bhaktir ahetuki twayi. It does not matter whether we accept a material body or spiritual body. Our only ambition should be to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So here is Prabhupada is writing for a sadhu, jivova morova. You have that. Remember that story Prabhupada used to tell, that how one sadhu meets different people. First he met a brahmachari. So what is the blessings? Ma jiva. he may immediately die. Because you are brahmachari and you are already engaged in your service, devotional service, you are chanting Hare Krishna. By now you die, you remember Krishna and die. But you return back to Godhead. Then he saw a king's son, a prince. Then he blessed him. Mamara. Have a long time, long duration of life. Ayushman Bhava. Why? Because the king's son, he is a so future, at least he has to become the successor, he will to rule the kingdom. So many chance to, at least enjoy, he maybe get the chance to do also sadhu sangha and maybe he will be purified. Now he is not purified. If he will die, then Jamaraj will come, his Jamadutus will arrest him. Then he saw a butcher. What he told?
Don't live, don't die.
Because he leave, then he again cut, he will kill many other animals. And if he will just die now, then also will be arrested by Jamaraj and he will get punishment. He will go to the hell. Then he see a saintly person, then gave the blessings. Jibaba Moroba. Is same. I was hearing yesterday, was in class, I was telling about spiritual body. How the demigods give up spiritual body to? Demigods cannot give spiritual body, but we are always in spiritual body. Like sun is there in the sky. So we are not seeing sun, means sun is not there. Sun is there. Only cloud is only covering. Sun is already in the sky. So we are always in sleep, in our spiritual body. But because we have forgotten, we are dreaming. We are sleeping and dreaming. And whatever seeing in the dream, we are thinking this is true. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Jeev, Jago, wake up, sleeping soul. How long you go to sleep? Jeev, Jago, Gaura Chandra Vale. Because the eternal identity of a living soul is Jeevera Swarupa Hai, Krishnera Nityadas, eternal servant. There is no question of and separation. But because of we are dreaming and we are thinking I am someone else, something else. Actually, we are all eternally connected with Krishna. Someone is, Vrindavan Das Thakur is telling, Kehu mane, kehu na mane, sabhitara das. Someone accepting this truth and someone not accepting. But all of us is eternally connected with Krishna. We are eternal servant of Krishna. When you wake up, and you are sleeping, that's why you think, oh, so many dreams. When you wake up, then you see who you are. So it is like the situation is like. We are always connected with Krishna. But because we are dreaming, we are sleeping and dreaming, so we are thinking so many things. When you wake up, then you see everything. Jeev jago. How long you are going to sleep? Simply you wake up. So, anyhow, today is just like for a sadhu, jibova, morova. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, it is wrong to say that if someone says the Vaishnavas die, Vaishnavas never die. The art is living still in sound, Vaishnavas die to live and living spread holy names around. Whenever a Vaishnava is in this body, in his alive, in this material body or he is still in this body, but still he always engaged in preaching Harinam, Hare Krishna or Hari Katha, Bhagavatam. But when he enter into Nityalala, then also there also he engaged in eternal service of the Krishna. So what is the difference? That's why Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he used to say, Kaivalya Narakayate. Akasa Puspayata, Vidhi Mahendra, this is the post, this is Sajuji Mukti, the different point, Vidhi Mahendra, Akasa Puspayate. So all this, for a devotee, there is no difference whether he is in a material body or in a spiritual body. He knows that I am eternally servant of Krishna, I am eternally connected with Krishna. Even a pure devotee, he knows who he is here, what is his, who is he. But he don't disclose to the foolish people. He knows I am eternal servant of Krishna and he always engages in this service. So That's why there is, for a Vaishnava, both are glorious. His appearance and his disappearance. Both are glorious. For a Lord, we only observe his appearance. A Janmashtami, Guru Purnima, but no one thinks about when Lord disappear. This is very sad event for a devotee. He don't want to think this thing. But for a devotee, both are glorious. Appearance and disappearance. But still we are chanting this song today. What Narottam Das Thakur is telling. Pasane kuthiba matha. I'll smash my head on the rock. Pasane onale pashiba. I may enter to the fire. I cannot bear this separation of a pure devotee. Because our only aspiration is tadera charana sebi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoy ei abhilash. Life after life we have only one aspiration. Always stay in association of Vaishnavas and serve them. Serving. What you will do in the spiritual world? You will do the same thing. You will stay there with the devotees and also serve. You will engage in service. So that's why here is training. Real self. If you will not serve, you are not able to serve the Vaishnavas here, how can you transfer to the spiritual world? What you will do there? So that's why Jayadev Goswami is such a pure Vaishnava. Today is disappearance day. When a devotee becomes glorious, everyone claims he is from our sight. Even Jayadev Goswami is, his particular date is not mentioned when he appeared, particular date when he appeared, particular place where he appeared. Different people have different opinions. Even in South India, go, they will tell, hey, there is Jayadev Goswami. South Indian peoples, they claim Jayadev Goswami from South India. In Odisha, Odisha people, they claim Jayadev Goswami from here. Kendurigram, because he is so much connected with Jagannath. Jagannath is known as Gita Govinda Thakur. He is the Lord of Gita Govinda. The Gita Govinda was compiled by Jayadev Goswami. Jagannath is so much accustomed to Gita Govinda, his whole life he will wake up by hearing Gita Govinda. They chant first Gita Govinda, then hearing Gita Govinda, Jagannath will wake up. Everybody, Pratapudra Dev time, Maharaj Pratapudra make a rule, every bhoga offered to Jagannath, when the bhoga is offering, then the Gita Govinda must be continuously chanted. Hearing Gita Govinda, then Jagannath will go on eating his prasad. Even when he go to bed, still that time also the people they chant Gita Govinda, and there will be Devadasi one beautiful girl, dancing girl will dance for the pleasure of Jagannath, chanting Gita Govinda. So now that's why Odia people thinks Jayadev Goswami from Odisha. But we see what our Gaudiya Acharya says, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Yansasur Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. What Prabhupada told about Jayadev Goswami. Because we are from ISKCON, so you must know what is the opinion of Prabhupada, that is for us. Prabhupada is telling, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, 13th chapter, 42 verse, this particular verse is telling, Vidyapati Jayadeva Chandidasera Gita Aswadena Ramananda Swarupa Sahita. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadev and Chandidas, releasing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Prabhupada wrote about Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev was born during the reign of Maharaj Lakshmana Sen of Bengal. In the 11th or 12th century of the Shaka era, his father was Bhojadeva and his mother was Bama Devi. For many years he lived in Navadip, the then capital of Bengal. His birthplace was in the Birbhum district, in the village of Kendubilya. In the opinion of some authorities, however, he was born in Odisha. And still, others say that he was born in southern India. He passed the last days of his life in Jagannath Puri, One of his famous book is Gita Govinda, which is full of transcendental mellow, feeling of separation from Krishna. The gopis felt separation from Krishna before the rasa dance, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, and Gita Govinda expresses such feelings. There are many commentaries on Gita Govinda by many Vaishnavas. So Gita Govinda was a transcendental literature, and author is also transcendental. Who? Jayadeva Goswami. You will do any dancing party in India, you will see whether it is in South India dance with Kathak or this Bharatanatyam or is the Odoshi or any type of. They all chant this Dasavatar, the famous Dasavatar Stotra, the starting of the Gita Govinda, then they also dance. Kesava Dhrita Meena Sarira. Like this Dasavatar, all dance if they chant. Jayadeva Goswami was in, it is generally is believed that beginning of 12th century he was born as Prabhupada wrote in Kenduli Gram, in bank of Ajay River, it is in Bengal. But though there are so many opinions where he born, but our Vaishnava acharyas, they told he is born in that place. And and he himself mentioned in his writing Gita Govinda in 12th division or 12th Sorga, they told. In concluding the 12th division of Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami himself is writing, Sri Bhojadeva Prabhavasya Bama Devi Suta Sri Jayadeva Kasya Parasaradi Priya Bandhu Kante Sri Gita Govinda Kavitvamastu. This is the, he told, I am concluding this chapter, 12th chapter of Gita Govinda. Then he giving his own identity, Bhojadeva Prabhavasya. His father's name was Bhojadeva and Bama Devi Suta. Sri Jayadeva Kasya. He himself mentioned the parents' name, Bhojadeva and Bama Devi. So Bhojadeva was also a great devotee of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath. He used to every year come to visit Jagannath Puri. The 1 year he came specifically in Rath Yatra time. Then he was standing in front of Jagannath's chariot. He had no son that time. So he was praying Jagannath with folding hand. He was praying to Jagannath, "Oh Lord, please be merciful. Please give me a son who can spread your glories everywhere." Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also used to pray. That's why his son came. Who? Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So when Bhojadeva was praying like this for his divine son, then he feels suddenly something enters, very enlightening, and something he's thinking the Param Brahma Jagannath himself entered to my body. He just fainted immediately, fell down on the spot. So that time the king of Bengal was Balal Sen. He was present, so he just uplifted him with his men, and he took his own place. And after some time he come to his outward consciousness. Then the king asked, "What happened to you? Why you?" He told, I was praying to Jagannath for a son, for I did not have a child. So suddenly I feel that as if something very powerful, as if Jagannath himself just entered to my body. So king also was a devotee. He took him to his palace. He gave him nice treatment. It is said that by the blessings of Bhojadev, Balal Sen also blessed with a son named Lakshmana Sen. Lakshmana Sen is a great king in Bengal. So, but in this way, the king also donated him a land to Bhojadev. Donated him a land that is called Kendubillu Gram. This is the village name was Kendubillu. That is donated by Bengal king to Bhojadev. So Jayadev was born there. So that's why he born in Kendubillu Gram, that is in the bank of Ajay River. You can see in Katwa, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, there is a narrow path to Ganga. If you go to Ganges, there is a ghat. You see there two rivers are meeting. So one is Ajay River and another is Ganges. The two are meeting, a confluence of two rivers. So bank of Ajay River he took bath, but In this way, we can see his appearance also divine. Lord Jagannath's special mercy. So then, from his childhood, he was not attracted to the material world. He was always to stay alone, thinks about Krishna. He will not mix up with other people, with the other children. Very calm and quiet. So finally, when he was about maybe 10-12 years, his parents also expired. Both his father and mother were died. Seeing this situation, there was one cheater in that village. His name was Niranjan. He was thinking this guy is just like dumb and deep person just sitting. He is not. So he has so much opulence. His father has so many, because this is given by the king to his father. So he thinking, I must cheat him and take all his. Then he falsely made a draft in the name of his father. He just made a signature of his father. Then he came to Jayadev Goswami and told, look, your father has borrowed so much Lakshmi from me, and now he died, so you have to pay all this to me. If you will not be able to pay, then let me take whatever in your home. It's a great amount of wealth your father has borrowed from me. Jayadev told, take everything here. He was completely not attached to this material things. He told, just take everything. No problem, don't worry. So he became happy. When Niranjan just entered to the house of Jayadev Goswami, start to take his wealth from the house, immediately the fire, his own house was in fire. His children ran away. Oh, father, please come. Our father, our house is burning. So, and first person who went to set off his fire was Jayadev himself, run away. Then, Niranjan could understand. He's a great devotee. So I'm cheating means Krishna could not tolerate. He immediately fell down in his feet. Told, no, please excuse me, it is all cheating. I just writing myself falsely. I want to plunder your wealth. But Krishna is yoga khemam bahamiham. A person for a pure devotee. So, Jayadev was becoming gradually detached. He was not staying in his house. He go to the bank of Ajay River, stay alone, and he was simply thinking about Krishna, chanting day and night, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. In this way, Radha Madhav, Jayadev Goswami, Radha Madhav. He got this Radha Madhav deity from the Ajay River. The Lord himself manifested for him in his deity form, a Radha Madhav deity. Then he remained busy with worshipping whom? Radha Madhav. So gradually he gets so much attached to his deity. And he saw this material world, all people are simply for money, power, position, all these things. So he gave up his village. Then he came to place Champahati. You see in Bengal, we have a Navadi Mandal Parikrama, Champahati. He came to that place. Now before he was sitting in Navadi, Prabhupada mentioned, he was doing his bhajan. That time when he was there, he compiled first this Gopiya Gita, sitting in front of his Radha Madhav, and he started first compiling this Dasavatara Stotra, one of Stotra we are chanting every day. Which one? Tavakara Kamala Bari. This is fourth, but first. Pralaya Payodhi Jale, Venus Begum, this first Kesavadrita, Meena Sarira, Kesavadrita, Kurma Sarira. That's this famous prayers by Jayadev Goswami. When he compiled these 10 verses, then he was chanting this verse, then gradually the people, they also started chanting the same verse. He's come to king. That time Lakshmana Sen was king. He saw this verse. He was so much attached. Who compiled this verse? Because he was a pure devotee and this verse was accepted by Krishna. So one day he hiding himself, just like ordinary person, he came to the place of Jayadev. And he was sitting, but Jayadev could understand, he is the king. But he is sitting like an ordinary man. And yes, then finally Jayadev Goswami told, yes, you are king, I know. The king disclosed himself, okay, but I am came here to invite you. Please come to my palace. I will build a nice room for you, because you are staying just on small cottage underneath a tree. Yes, such a valuable jewel like you. You are such a great devotee and poet. Please come to my place. But Jayadev Goswami told, if you again tell me to go to request me to go to your palace, I immediately leave this place. I will leave your state. I will go somewhere else. Then the king just pray him. No, don't go anywhere. Just stay in my kingdom. I am suggesting, just giving you a suggestion. There is a very nice place, secluded place in Champahati. The Champakalata Sakhi was every day goes to collect Champaka flower from there. There is no difference between Navadip and Vrindavan. The dhams, we are seeing difference, but there is no difference. So Champakalata Sakhi was collecting Champaka flowers from that forest. Very secluded place, you can stay there. So finally, whenever you like, you may give me darshan. I will not force you to do anything. Please stay in my kingdom. The king just fell down his feet. Then Jayadev told, yes, don't worry. I know you are also a great devotee. Your father Balal Sen also a great devotee. My father Bhojadev also connected with your family. So don't worry, I will stay here. But when you are staying in Champahati and doing some writers, they wrote that he was married. There is a Padmapati was there, but in other opinion, he got married in Puri. So anyhow, so when he was staying in Champahati, so when he was worshipping Radha Madhav, with much devotion, and one day he saw the Radha Madhav and it is combined. Then suddenly, who appeared? Gauranga. He told, then he saw Gauranga, then he saw Radha Madhav, then Radha Madhav, then Gauranga. He was confused, what happened? Then he could understand this personality is, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu smiled. He told him, this is my eternal dham. This is the Navadip dham, this is non-different from Vrindavan, this is from in spiritual world also. So though people are like, how Gauranga Mahaprabhu? Come, Jayadev Goswami is far before him. The Mahaprabhu came just 5 years. Because that is eternally Gauranga Mahaprabhu is staying there. He's not just. He told, this is my eternal abode. But Jayadev, I'm telling very briefly. So, now I want you to go to Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath is waiting for you. But he was so much attached to the dham. Champaka was doing his very nice worship of Radha Madhav. And he's compiling his Gita Govinda, then how I go to Jagannath Puri? But who told? Gauranga told, no, you go. I will appear and I will release your Gita Govinda after. But now you go to Jagannath Puri. Lord Jagannath is waiting for you. Because your father got you as a son by the blessings of Lord Jagannath. So he did not want to leave the place. But finally he has to leave because it's order of the Lord. When he was leaving Navadip Dham, he was simply looking again and again to the back and crying, oh Dham, please excuse us. We may have committed some offenses at Dham. Dham aparad. That's why we are leaving this Dham. Please excuse. So Mahaprabhu told, you will come back again, don't worry, go. Then in this way, Jayadev Goswami came to where? Jagannath Puri. So when he came to Jagannath Puri, then he was staying near Jagannath Temple in Swargadwar. There is a way still from Jagannath Temple to Swargadwar, to the ocean. So he underneath a banyan tree, he just sitting there, and day and night he was chanting, doing a nice bhajan. He was compiling Gita Govinda and chanting his verses. People were very attracted. Many devotees, they saw that, because when someone is a pure devotee, he cannot hide himself. Automatically, he attracts other people's. So one time there is one Brahmin named Sudeva Brahman, Sudev Brahmin, and he was praying to Jagannath for a child. So anyhow, Jagannath pleased and he told, okay, you will get a child. Then he told, if I'll go get a son, I will also offer the son for your service. If I'll get a daughter, also I dedicate her to you. I will give you. He may, she also engage in your service. So somehow other, the Sudeva Brahman got a daughter named Padmavati. When Padmavati become young, then the Brahman Sudev took him to Jagannath. He told Jagannath, so I am offering this girl to you. This is, you keep him in your service. Lord Jagannath told, no, there is my pure devotee here. Who? Jaydev. You go take this girl and offer to Jaydev. Give it to Jaydev. Ask him, this is my order. He has to accept this girl as his wife. But Jaydev Goswami was a very detached person. He was completely detached. He had nothing to do with the material world. So when this Brahmana heard this from Jagannath, he took the girl and saw the Jagannath, and Jaydev was sitting there underneath the tree. He told, this is the order of Lord Jagannath, take this girl as your wife. He was just surprised. No! Forget it! He was just running, able to run, but so people caught him. Anyhow, stay there, then the girl Padmavati also just fell down at his feet and kissed his feet, told, no, please, this is Lord's order, please accept me. So Brahmana told, you know Padmavati, you heard that Jagannath told this, you know others may know, my duty is finished, now I am going. So in this way, finally, he accepted him as his wife. Who? Jaydev Goswami accepted Padmavati as his wife. But he was also a very transcendental lady, he is not like the ordinary girl. So he is staying there, then Jaydev will compile the Gita Govinda, then Padmavati sing very nicely. She is very sweet voice. So she will sing and also dance. So in this way the Gita Govinda are going on, compiling, but the particular incident come. When? One day in Gita Govinda is the compilation of Radha Krishna's intimate rasa pastimes that is happened in Govardhan. In Govardhan, that is Basanta Ras, this in spring season. That is in the Chandra Sarovar, the areas of Chandra Sarovar near Govardhan, this area. So when he saw one day Radharani was searching for Krishna. With his sakis, Krishna was, he was not finding Krishna somewhere. Then finally, he saw that Krishna with so many girls, he was doing a jalakali in Jamuna, so many. So, Jamuna tire, dhira samire, Jamuna tire, basati vane, banamali. Anyway, see. Dhira samire, Jamuna tire. Basati bane banamali, dhira samire jamuna tire. Basati bane banamali, gopipina payadhara mardana chanchala juga karasali. Dhira samire jamuna tire. Basati bane banamali. Very nice songs. When Radharani saw this Krishna with so many girls, so many gopis, she became very angry, just left that place and went to his kunja, mana, sucky behavior. Actually there is no particular word for English, for mana, but sucky behavior anyhow, used to say. She just said, they told sakis, don't allow this guy to enter inside. This black guy will come, who? Krishna, don't allow to me. I don't want to anything black. There is a big tamal tree in front of Radharani's kunja. Told, just paint this tamal tree with white. I don't want to. The crow is going, get out of this kunja. The cuckoo bird also cannot come. Anything black. All burnt by all black sarees. Everything. I don't want to see it. I have no more relation with this guy. With whom? Krishna. Such a great cheater, lumpat, I don't want to see him again. So Krishna could understand that. Then Krishna, Radharani came and someone informed Krishna, he has left. Immediately Krishna left all the other gopis that come. But some other sakhis, seeing the Krishna was crying, somehow they allowed to go to, but Radharani was in sakhi, sakhi was just sitting with mana. So that time this incident come, then he have to put Krishna at the feet of Radharani. But Jayadeva telling, no, how can I do this? He is the master of unlimited universes. All the demigods, including Brahma, Chandra, everyone, they worship him. He is such a great personality, supreme personality of Godhead. How can I just put him in the feet of a girl, just like an ordinary lusty man? How can I put like this? I cannot write it this. Then he, I am going to take a bath. He told his Padmavati, let's Padmavati, I have to go to take a bath to ocean. And there is different writers told. Some told he go to Ganga, some told he go to, some told he go to ocean. But Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur told, no, this incident happened in Puri. He went to ocean for taking bath. So when Jayadeva just left his small cottage, went to take a bath, and Padmavati was cooking, suddenly there, after some time, they tick, and some avaj, some noise was there. Padmavati opened the door, saw who is standing? Jayadeva standing. He told, you just left now, how you come back? No, I bring my, this, what? This Bhojapatras, this time they are writing on a Bhojapatras. I forgot something, now I remember, I have to write. So the Krishna, these are not original Jayadeva, because Krishna himself coming in as Jayadeva. So he completed this verse. What is Jayadeva did not want to? He wrote down. Okay. And Dehi Padaparlava Mudaram. This Karagarala Khandanam Mama Sirasi Mandanam Dehi Me Padaparlava Mudaram Radhe Dehi Me Padaparlava Mudaram. O Radhe, become merciful. Give up your sakhi behavior, please. Let decorate your feet on my head. And Krishna just put his head, the feet up. You can go to Manasarovar sometimes. There is one painting. There is one blind painter. He painted this picture. How Krishna just put his feet in. Krishna just put his head, the feet up. Radharani. So to just pacify Radharani. So he wrote this special verse. Karagarala khandan, just give up your sakhi behavior. Mama sirasi mandanam, please decorate your decorate your feet on my head. As a crown, your feet may be, I want to carry on my head. Mama sirasi mandanam, dehi me padaparlava mudaram, be merciful. O Radha, become mercy, no, sorry, Udara means, oh great heart, I am having great heart, please be merciful. So this line was written by whom? Krishna himself. In Gita Govinda, this particular line was written by, and one verse in Gita Govinda, Krishna himself, he chanted. Krishna told, Jayadeva told, you are cooking, finish with, yes, offering finish, please, I offer to Radha, please bring the offering, I want to eat. So the Krishna took prasad also, Padmavati served, then told, okay, you take, now prasad, I am waiting, I am just going to, then he just entered to their bedroom. Then Padmavati told, okay, then he just started eating on the same plate, whatever. Every day Padmavati used to say, eat after offering to Jayadeva. Whatever remnant remaining in the plate, he used to use that other prasad, he would mix up and eat. So now that is the tradition in Hindu family, Vedic culture. A chaste wife, you always eat the remnants of his husband. Mix up and eat. I see in my family also. Anyhow. So now his culture has gone. Okay, anyhow. So he is eating. Who? Padmavati eating, taking prasad, then again tuck tuck. Someone knocking the door, then he see open this suddenly. Jayadev, how you outside? You are here. Told what happened? Now I saw you came and you asked me your give my book or my poti. I would write, then you wrote something, then you keep there, then you asked me prasadam and you eat prasad, then I am eating. He was all surprising how Padmavati is eating. Remnant in his hand. So he was also surprised. Then he ran to his room, bedroom. Then he saw this paper. Jayadev did not want it to write down. He already wrote in golden letters, special letters, not like ordinary other letters. This in golden letters, Krishna himself, Jayadev, he came and he wrote this. Karagarala khandanam mama sirasi mandanam dehime padapallava mudaram. Another line also. So anyhow, Krishna wrote. This one line Krishna himself wrote in Gita Govinda. One line he also chanted. Time already over. Anyhow, when this Gita Govinda was become famous, the king also invited to come to temple and Lord, one time Jagannath dreamed to the king, invite my devotee Jayadev, I want to listen his Gita Govinda in temple. But Jayadev developed a desire, I must print this Gita Govinda in cloth, and that cloth I offer to Jagannath. That Jagannath maybe wear that cloth, maybe he wear this cloth, so in this way he developed this desire. He told, these bhojapatras, they are very hard, they cannot be offered to Jagannath like this, but if it print in a cloth, then a cloth he can use the cloth, he can wear the cloth. Thinking in this, he went from Jagannath Puri to Kendulegram. There is one village in Konark. Near Konark, this is, you come to Bhubaneswar to Konark, then in the way this village come, Kendulegram. Then went there, then he appointed a weaver. His weaver, he is a tailor. Then he told him, I will chant and he will print it. He was very expert, he agreed, okay. Then Jayadev was chanting Gita Govinda, then he was printing on the cloth. And then one day this particular incident came, how Krishna left all the gopis just carrying Radharani on his chest. He left all other gopis and just left alone with Radharani. So he fainted. He came into samadhi. He could not speak more. Just fainted. When he fell down, another old man came. One other person came with a coconut shell. In the coconut shell, there is string, just some type of instrument in village. With coconut then string, then tang, 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 he is playing and then he is chanting Gita Govinda. He is singing Gita Govinda. Chandana charchita navakalevara pitavasana banamali. Then he come. He is like, who are you? You do not know me. I am the elder brother of this Jayadev. How you know Gita Govinda? Yes, I know Gita Govinda. What I did not know. I know everything. Okay. I am chanting. You are gone writing. No, how you learned it? He is only Jayadev knows and his wife Padmavati knows. Gita Govinda, no one knows. No, I know everything. I telling. Just write. I'm telling, just print, go on printing. Then he chanted. Whatever he said, then he chanted again. He told, Kangsari Api Sangsara Vasana Bandha Srunkhala Kangsari Api Sangsara
वासना बंध श्रृंखलाम राधाम आधाय हृदय तत्यजी बजे ब्रज सुंदरी।
देखिए साढ़े कंसारी है धीरे एनिमी ऑफ कंस है जस्ट लाइक एन ऑर्डिनरी वर्ल्डली पर्सन अटैच टू ए यंग गर्ल यंग बॉय अटैच टू यंग गर्ल लाइक दिस यू कैरिंग राधारणी ऑन योर चेस्ट तत्यजी ब्रज यू रिजेक्टेड ऑल अदर ब्रज सुंदर जो रिजेक्टिंग ऑल अदर गोपी जस्ट कैरिंग राधा है एलोन टू ए सिक्लूडेड प्लेस देन टोल प्रिंट प्रिंट गो ऑन प्रिंटिंग दिस इज प्रिंटिंग देन व्हेन दिस ही वाज चैंटिंग एंड जयदेव हर्ड दिस वर्स इमीडिएटली हियर जस्ट कम टू हिज आउटवर्सन्स देन दिस द पर्सन जस्ट थ्रो हिज म्यूजिक इंस्ट्रूमेंट म्यूजिकल इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड ही डिसअपीयर देन ही टोल्ड हिज डॉट दिस लाइन वॉज ऑलरेडी प्रिंटेड है ही टोल्ड हु इज दैट पर्सन ही टोल्ड आई डोंट नो ही कैन He told, lie down, go on writing. You were just unconscious, fell down. So he told, go on writing. I told, who are you? You know Gita Govinda? He told, yes, I know everything. So I asked him, who are you? He told, I am Krishna Dev. He is Jayadev. I am his elder brother, Krishna Dev. So Jayadev couldn't understand who is the personality. So in this way, Gita Govinda is such a transcendental literature. And one line was written only in his own hand by Krishna and another line Krishna himself he sang himself chanted it very dear to Lord Jagannath one time Jagannath Puri there is one king came and that king told why this beggar Jayadev wrote something and it will be every day chanted before Jagannath He was a great Sanskrit scholar. Then he told, bring all other pandits. Then he compiled another, Abhinava Gita Govinda. Then he compiled, took the same theme, but he his own language, he compiled everything. Then he told, from tomorrow, you must read this Gita Govinda. Just stop this beggar Gita Govinda. Beggar Jayadev compiled. Then Jagannath became very unhappy. But he told that, When they asked, the king send this to Pujaris. Please read this Gita Govinda before Jagannath. Stop reading the other one. But Pujaris also fearful. Many incidents happened before also. They know that. If you stop Gita Govinda, he will leave the temple. Who? Jagannath. So, anyway, I told, king, we offer both Gita Govinda today night when you put the Lord in rest. But then we will see which one Lord accepting. King was agreed. Both King thinking I am the number one devotee of Jagannath. This is considered. Anyhow, so both Gita Govinda that is compiled by Jayadev and also the king. They both put in Jagannath feet. Then Jagannath went to sleep. The next day, when they opened and the door, King was there and everyone there. They saw. Lord Jagannath just putting the Gita Govinda of Jayadev in his chest. He was just holding it as in his chest, as his own life and soul. And he threw all the pages of the king just on the floor, just spread everywhere. So the king became very unhappy. Then he think I must commit suicide. It's so such a incident. He was feeling himself very Shameful, it is very shameful for him, a king. So that night Jagannath came to in dream to the king. He told, O king, why you are so morose? Jayadev is an exalted devotee. He is not an ordinary person. He is my eternal associate. He is from spiritual world. Don't think he is a conditioned soul. So anyhow, I will accept some verses from here, Gita Govinda also. They told that 12 verse he accepted from Abhinava Gita Govinda, that compiled by the king. But where is the 12 verse? No one knows. Only Jagannath knows which verses are compiled by king. There are 12 verses. And all other verses by Jayadev Goswami. Even nowadays also, even they dress Jagannath every day in a Bada Singara Vesa. Our date is we have this Singara Vesa in 7:15 here in the morning. But Jagannath's Singara Vesa is in 11 o'clock night. The main dress, flower dress. The main dress, if you want to see Jagannath, then you will go to 11 o'clock in night. Because he go to Rasa. That time he went to Rasa dance. That's why they dress him very nicely, Jagannath. So, in this way, so many things we have to say about Jayadev Goswami and Gita Govinda. But time is also their limit. And I will by one story we will stop. One time how they stop reading and chanting Gita Govinda in Jagannath temple. The next day they saw Jagannath, his whole body was with dry eggplant leaves. His uttari, his dress was all turned out. And his one of the cloth that was in the upper cloth that has gone. Whole body and everywhere there is dirty things, so many dust and so many thorns and so many eggplant leaves, they are everywhere. When the king come for darshan, they saw, then they become very fearful. What happened? They asked, they just fell down feet of Jagannath. Jagannath told, "You fools, you stop reading Gita Govinda in my temple. How can I stay here? Last night I was in eggplant field, one young girl was just collecting eggplants, brinjals, just collecting. Then that girl was also singing, Gita Govinda, very sweetly she was singing. And but because of my greed to hear Gita Govinda, I was just following that girl, just behind. And she was singing so nicely, Chandana Charchita. चंदन चर्चित नव कलेबर पीत बसन बनमाली. I cannot give up my greed to hearing Gita Govind. That's why I forgot myself. I was just following that girl and that girl was singing. You may go and see this outer cloth, maybe in that brinjal field you can find there. And bring that girl to temple. Let him sing every day Gita Govinda in front of me and dance. Then I will remain in temple. Otherwise I will go always like this. He told that from that incident there is Devadasi Pratha introduced. That girl, then they bring, he went and bring that girl and his whole family, told you don't have to do anything. Just come here. King told you stay here and sing in front of Jagannath. So Gita Govinda is so so dear to whom? Jagannath. He known as Gita Govinda Thakur. He is Lord of Gita Govinda. He is so pleased. I was telling that when he was compiling Gita Govinda, he was printed in cloth. Jayadev was thinking whether this cloth the pujaris will allow to wear Jagannath or not. I am such a poor, this cloth is not such a costly cloth. So anyhow he was thinking. But when the day he finished Gita Govinda, the printed was finished, the Lord Jagannath came in dream to the king. He told, "O king, please send a kirtan procession to Kenduli Gram. There is my great devotee Jayadev. He finished his printing and Gita Govinda. Just with great enthusiasm and with like a festival, we bring that Gita Govinda in a procession to me. I want to wear that Gita Govinda. Then I get immense pleasure from it." So in this way the Gita Govinda also, Jayadev was surprised when this whole procession party came to him. He told, "King, send this procession. We have to take this. You have printed this Gita Govinda." Then this Gita Govinda came and king. Then today is a disappearance. There are so many stories about Jagannath, Jayadev Goswami. You would go on speaking in 5 hours. 5 hours maybe go. 3-4 hours, 5 hours. Cannot finish, just give. So anyhow, today's disappearance. About his disappearance, many people have different stories how he disappeared. Some told he disappeared in his own village, Kenduli Gram, and returned to his village. And Ganga also came when he became old. Every day his bhav was to go to Ganga to take a bath. But when he became old, this who Ganga Devi herself come to near to his house. He appeared there in the Kenduli Gram. Still people consider there is a pond, consider this is Ganga. This come for Jayadev to their place. So some people they believe that Jayadev disappeared in his own village in Kenduli Gram. Some believe he disappeared in Champahati. Some believe he disappeared in Jagannath Puri. But Bhakti Sanso Thakur believes that he disappeared in Jagannath Puri, in the lotus feet of his beloved Lord Jagannath. Some believe he disappeared, he came to Vrindavan and he disappeared here. He also Radha Madhav temple in back of near Jamuna, Kesigar, there is also Radha Madhav temple before. Anyhow, in this way, where he disappeared, no one knows. And no one knows also where his deity, but Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav was beloved deity of Jayadev Goswami. He was beloved deity of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And he is the beloved deity of Srila Prabhupada, the Niskan headquarters. Mayapur also Radha Madhav and 88 Sakhis. So in this way, I stop here because it's already time. I'm not going to go further. So any question or comment? Five to six study, how many people come there for the hearing? If some people come, I can come. Okay, otherwise not. So, Hare Krishna. Srila Jayadev Goswami Tirobha Maha Mahotsav Ki Jai. Srila Jayadev Goswami Ki Jai. Radha Madhav Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.